Don't act like I couldn't be a congressman in this outfit right now.
Yeah, I'm going to give you crap about that when we start. All right, welcome in. We got Chad Greenway here, 11-year vet. Now I can say vet with the Minnesota Vikings. You retired today.
Yeah.
How about that?
Pretty amazing.
But first, before we even start, would you loosen up? I mean, my goodness, you're done with the press conference. We're in the confines of EEN. This is a, like, unbutton or something.
Say no more. I can do that.
Jeez.
I know, it's not really.
You look so stiff.
It's not my, I feel stiff. You know, like when you put a tie on and a suit, it just feels like your back just goes like this, and you, like your neck gets stuck like
Relax
this.
Relax the shoulders.
Yeah,
I'm good with that. I just want to kind of ruffle up the hair.
Well, no, that's not gonna. That's gonna stay.
Did Jenny do the?
The comb over is gonna stay now.
Did she do that?
I'm in my second life.
Since we're talking about your hair,
yeah,
don't ever do the long hair again.
Yeah, the fact that I have hair, is that what you're talking about?
Well, for the record, I've been shaving my head since I was a freshman in high school. Now I'm recently losing my hair, so now
recently, as in like the last 10 years.
Yep.
You know, time. No, I look back at pictures. It's funny you see, like, now that I'm retiring, you see all these old pictures come back, and it's like, oh my goodness, the stages of my hair are just ridiculous.
What are you gonna finish on?
I think I'll probably finish with long again. It's just my better look.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
I met my wife with long hair, so somebody liked it. I have to act mature now. Unfortunately.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You were always the jokester. You were hyperactive in meetings. I don't think you ever sat in your chair for more than 7 or 8 minutes before you had to use a pee break.
Yeah.
Or do something like that.
Yep.
There's all these guys behind the cameras at the and all around the facility that you give crap to all the time.
They don't like me.
Well,
they love me.
They love you, but I'm sure there are days where, like,
we could ask them, I guess.
You wear them out. So I kind of feel bad for your wife now. Like, all that energy that you had here,
it's
giving
be,
all these people so much crap,
yep,
is now going to be right.
I need to find a new outlet for that. So I'm not sure what that's going to be, because I can't all fall on my wife, because it won't be healthy for
anybody.
No, that
won't be healthy for you and your family. You can't do it to your girls, four beautiful girls.
The nice part about getting to that point, though, is I felt like, you know, when you're around some people, they become more than just coworkers. They're like your buddies, your friends. It's one of those things you're gonna miss, though. I mean, you know better than anybody. It's like, you have that locker room mentality, and being around this entire facility is gonna be something you're gonna miss. But I won't be a stranger. I'll be around.
You'd mentioned a lot of people in your speech, and I gotta tell you, man, I saw through so much of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not that appreciative. Like, you really don't need to thank all these people.
You know, I'll say this. You know, 11 years, you get so many people that you talk to and you meet and they have a part of your career. And I was like, you know, if I'm going to do a press conference, I want it to be about that group of people. I mean, I want to be about the people that helped me have an 11-year career. So if I'm going to do it, I want to do it right, and I want to be able to thank those folks that a lot of times don't get thanked for the jobs they do, that I've appreciated. Their, like you were saying, the hard times they give everybody, well, those are the folks that, you know, you'll miss the most.
You know, the GM, who most GMs, when they say, hey, we're bringing, these are my guys, right?
Yep, these are
my guys. But you had to become other people's guys with Rick Spielman, and later in your career with Mike Zimmer.
I think as a player, as an athlete, you look for those challenges, though, to how can I change my game? You know, specifically when Zim came in, because the whole defense changed. You know, everything was thrown off that I've known for 8 years. When he came in, I can just remember being so fired up for, like, OTAs. You know, I'm 30 years old, but you're just like a kid again. You're like, it's like you're 22 years old coming in from college, and you're just trying to make the team, and basically trying to make the team, trying to impress everybody. I can remember the very first walkthrough at our OTA, the morning of that OTA, was a sprint. It was a run. Everybody was running.
Right.
I mean, dropping, and everybody's heads were spinning. We didn't know how to line up. And I can remember thinking like I was 21 years old, like I had never played football before.
Right.
But here I'm 30 in my ninth year in the NFL, and it was just this crazy feeling. But then you get... Then you see, like, his approach at practice, and it's well documented, like you said, that he's got this intensity that's rare.
Right.
And he has a colorful language, and he...
Put it nicely.
And he uses it well, you know, but
right.
He uses it in terms of, you find out later, to motivate you or to make you better, to be on point, you know, and to be in doing your job. But the first time it happens, you're like, how do I handle this? Like, what is he really saying? Because he's screaming at me like I just, you know, did something really wrong. You know, it might be something I need to move left like 6 inches.
Right.
But that's that approach and that edge that he creates with the defense.
But it's different because Frazier was not a screamer.
Yeah, never.
And Pugich, you know, he wasn't really a screamer either. Mm-hmm. He was a little more deadpan. He could be sarcastic.
Yep.
But he wouldn't, like, yell at you like
that. Yeah, I never played for a coach really at almost any level that was really like Zim. They've always been a little bit more mild-mannered, certainly with Pug, because we were with him for 8 years. And Frazier... really rarely raised his voice.
Rarely.
If ever. Yeah. And Childress, of course, with all the quips and sayings and things that he would come across with, which were great.
Right.
But to have him come in here with that mentality was a shift in culture instantly. It was fun. It was fun to see that, and I think now our organization is starting to kind of get the feel for that. I think he's going to have a ton of success.
When I look back at your career, you know, one of the first things I remember seeing you on the field and going through work, it's I'm like, damn, like this guy is athletic.
Right.
I'm like, you can run, you can jump, your change of direction was ridiculous.
What other things did you see about me being a great athlete?
I'm going to get to that. You trip and fall a lot.
A lot.
Damn, man, you would fall all the time. Like, Chad, what are you falling on? There's nothing there. Nobody tripped you.
I know. I actually got better as I got older. I don't
Did
know
you?
Why. Yeah, I was like Bambi. I don't know why that happened, you know.
You'd be going through walkthrough and you'd like fall down. I'm like, why are you on the ground right now?
Yeah. I wish I had an explanation. I think like, you know, your feet like are going, like your brain's going too fast, your feet can't keep up. All the things athletically I could do, but man, sometimes it's hard to stay on my feet. I remember Coach Frazier actually giving me an off-season program. This was still while you were here. And was trying to get me to be on the ground less.
No.
Yeah, and I was, I mean, you know, part of it is, if you ask Shug, you want to bring your trainer in, you know, part of it is you lose your proprioceptive balance when you get your ACLs taken, when you
right.
take your ACLs out and they take your patellar tendon out, like that whole thing is,
right.
is affected. So I'm going to blame that because it's not me, but then I don't know why my kids are like that, so it must just be me.
Yeah, it might be you.
Yeah, like the best terrible athlete all the time.
I want to be the first. Much like when babies come,
yeah.
And also in retirement. Real men.
Yeah.
Men, right, are supposed to have cigars.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
So here's your retirement cigar.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I know we probably can't smoke these in here.
I think that's like a law now.
Somewhere in the next week or two,
yeah.
we sit down.
Smoke them up.
We'll smoke them up. But I want to present you with a little cigar.
Thank
a token
you.
Of my appreciation.
It's a nice
for
one, too.
Your friendship, being a great teammate. You were always enjoyable to be around. I know it goes without saying how good of a player you were. You're a great person, and you're going to have great success in your second career. So,
thank you. Cheers.
Cheers, man.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, buddy.